It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindell. As we continue on together this morning, with me in the studio once again, Justin Michael, who is running for U.S. Congress. Good morning. Good to see you again. Welcome back.
Thanks, Walt. I appreciate you having me.
You're in the home stretch now. We're going into the August primary. You are primarying against incumbent Jack Bergman as a Republican, and that's always kind of an uphill battle, but I'm sensing you're hearing a lot of grassroots support. Let's talk about that. What are you hearing out there?
People are excited because it's the first time ever that a congressional candidate's even shown up. And one of the things that they say is you're present, you care. I can't believe you're here. And it's like, I'm sorry that no one's been here before.
If elected, how do you maintain, how do you keep a presence? I mean, it's one thing to be out on the campaign trail. It's another thing to get the gig, go to work in Washington. Are you looking at staffing offices? Are you having representatives for you here in the communities? What's your plan?
Right now, currently, the congressional office is very Washington staffed. There's a lot of individuals that are in Washington, D.C., and we want to flip that. We'd love to have representation in like a 3 or 4 county area, people that are already embedded in the community, that know people that are of influence and importance, but also people who are willing to have conversations with members on both sides of the aisle. I think it's really important to have representation. You need to be present in the communities that you serve. So one of the ways that I can do that as a congressman is I can hire staffers that are from the district, who are from the areas that they're going to be working in, who are embedded in the communities, and make sure that we're present. One of the things that I would really like to do is get a mobile satellite office. It's something, because our district is so big, that we'd be able to allocate funds for. And I've made a promise to people that I'll spend at least one weekend every year in their county. And that gives people an opportunity to come out, see me, see the staff, hopefully get some of the legislators that are at the state level to come out and participate in those events too.
We're talking with Justin Michael here today, who's running for Congress, going into the August 4th primaries, running as a Republican. When I talked to you when you first kind of declared and got into this race, there was kind of a sense of, well, I wasn't necessarily going to do this. Now I am doing it. Now, when you look back from that time to now on the campaign trail, what has stayed consistent? And then more importantly, what has changed when you've talked to more people?
Yeah, well, on our side of the aisle, what's been consistent is my presence in places. We've driven over 112,000 miles in the district. To put that into relative perspective, behind the windshield, I have over 2,800 hours. And if you were to put that into days, that's 117 days of just driving in the district. So I've worked consecutive now for 517 days, and which we try to put in 18 hours a day. So being present is what we've done. But when it comes to talking to people, one of the biggest issues and concerns people are facing is the economy. It's how much money do I have in my pocket at the end of the week or the end of the month in order to pay my bills? And I know that from the national standpoint, everyone's talking about the cost of healthcare. But when you think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, if you can't afford to put food on your table or you can't afford shelter, healthcare is kind of a secondary priority. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's continuing to understand how the economy is playing a role in people's daily decisions. And we're seeing it up here in the UP. Tourism's down significantly. The campgrounds are nearly empty or have minimal occupancy. And that's a concern, because that means people aren't spending money in the district. And this is a time where people need to make money.
Talking to Justin Michael here, candidate for Congress. So going into the August 4th primary, as we're kind of hitting that home stretch here, I guess I'd like to give you the opportunity to maybe give the listeners a little something more to think about as they go into the voting booth. What's kind of your message that you're bringing to them here in this home stretch?
The biggest message is you're going to have a unique opportunity to decide. Do you want people that say that they're going to work for you or that they're going to be present? Or do you want someone who does work for you every day and who is present? And that's the difference, I think, between our campaign and anyone else's campaign, is we're really putting in the time and effort to meet with people where they are, whether it's their homes, their businesses, in their communities. We really care about people, and we want to make sure that their voice is heard. Visit my website at www.justinmichaelforcongress.com, or you can follow us on any of the social media platforms at Justin Michael for Congress. That's Justin, M-I-C-H-A-L, for Congress.com.
Justin, appreciate your time this morning on the trail to pop in, give people a reminder about your campaign.
Thank you so much, Walt.
All right. If you missed this interview, look for highlights at our website at sunny.fm.